KDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Matt Gaetz will not be the next Attorney General of the United States. The former Florida congressman withdrew his nomination.
We're learning from sources now that during some transition meetings, Donald Trump privately acknowledged that it seemed like there was not going to be a path forward for Matt Gaetz. Several Senate Republicans have said before that they were not going to support Matt Gaetz. So it became clear that Matt Gaetz, if he went through the Senate confirmation process, just wasn't going to get the necessary votes needed.
ABC's Selena Wang. The president-elect quickly nominated former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi as U.S. Attorney General. Declaring the Trenton, New Jersey police have demonstrated a pattern of misconduct, the Justice Department is making more than two dozen recommendations for remedial action. At least 42 people killed in northwest Pakistan when gunmen opened fire on vehicles carrying minority Shia Muslims. This is ABC News. Green Lake County, Wisconsin authorities for weeks have been searching for a man who faked his own death. They found him, kind of.
Sheriff Mark Podol says Ryan Borgwart's alive, but they don't know exactly where. Through a contact, he sent a video.
Safe, secure, no problem.
The sheriff says Borgwart overturned his kayak
and dumped his phone in the lake. He paddled the inflatable boat to shore.
Then got on his e-bike and rode to Madison.
He boarded a bus and went to Detroit and then the Canadian border.
Then flew to Eastern Europe. The sheriff says Borgwart's got personal issues.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson, Borgwart facing obstruction charges in Wisconsin. Rough cut, researchers have created an early map of some of the human body's estimated 37 trillion cells. Knowing what they all do can help science better understand health and diseases. The goal here is to fight diseases that corrupt human cells. Findings published Wednesday in the journal Nature. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
It's the sound of a soda, considered one of the coolest things made in Wisconsin. Jolly Good has been around since the 1960s. Cryer Foods makes it in Random Lake, which is in Sheboygan County. But Cryer started as a canning company in 1913. What was being canned there? Sauerkraut? Peas? Beets? The answer coming up.
At Jolly Good, we believe in quality.
Soda turned into an important revenue stream when production at the canning company slowed in the colder months. So what was being canned there? Sauerkraut, peas, beets? All three, plus juice, soups, and more. By the 1960s, Cryer quit canning and went all in on Jolly Good soda.
For flavor and value, Jolly Good's got it.
The latest resurgence of Jolly Good makes it a slice of Wisconsin for yesterday and today. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks host the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks take on the Pacers tonight at Fiserv Forum. After a horrible start, the Bucks have won four of their last five, getting more points from Brook Lopez, head coach Doc Rivers.
It's funny, we're talking about Brook today, and I made the comment you just can't ever lose faith in him because you know he can shoot the ball, and you know eventually it's going to happen. I come into the facility yesterday evening. I'm the only one in there. Brook was the only other guy in there shooting.
It was a really cool thing.
Just watching him shoot over and over and over again.
College football, the Badgers are off to Nebraska to play the Cornhuskers tomorrow, game time at 2:30. Sunday, it's the Packers and the 49ers at Lambeau Field. Tucker Kraft on losing in the playoffs last season to San Francisco.
Yeah, last year was a tough game because we had them beaten so many categories, and then we lose the game. So coming out this week and just trying to maximize every opportunity, that's going to be the main game plan.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Wicked's weekend is here, and Wicked and Gladiator have high hopes for a box office splash. Wicked is expected to be the box office winner, with Universal Studios hoping for a $100 to $110 million opener. Paramount is hoping Gladiator 2 pulls in about $65 million, which would be a healthy start for a film that cost $250 million to make. Even those healthy estimates would have this twosome fall short of Barbenheimer's opening weekend, which pulled in $235 million a year and a half ago. Actress Rosemarie DeWitt recently appeared on the the Drew Barrymore Show and said her husband, Ron Livingston, was so despised for his role as Jack Berger on Sex and the City that he couldn't even walk in New York City without rabid fans yelling and screaming at him. Ironically, when Livingston wanders through an office, he gets constant reminders about his TPS reports. Guy can't catch a break. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain coming to an end here in the overnight, but our clouds will stay put. Lows in the upper 30s and northwest winds still up around 25 at 30 miles per hour. Clouds around for your Friday, highs in the mid-40s, northwest winds 5 to 15. It's 42 at our studios.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll welcome Rocker into the studio, and he's going to review the debut of the newly remixed 16-track quadraphonic version of the John and Gordy theme song.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8. Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
UNICEFUSA.org.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Thursday. Is the new McCarthyism here? Who's going down? Also, should these people be on Trump's and America's cabinet? Or on a sexual predator list? Not allowed to live near schools. We'll get to that in a moment. And Trump demands the Republican Party kill a press freedom bill. Why? In the second hour of our program, Dictators versus Democracy, the fight for Ukraine's future is the fight for our own. Also, the International Criminal Court has introduced an arrest warrant against Netanyahu. Can anyone stop him from committing more war crimes? And what could go wrong with Marjorie Taylor Greene being the chair of the subcommittee that's working with Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy's new agency on government efficiency designed to, you know, slash the deep state? And school in the third hour of our program, schools in Oklahoma will be punished for not doing a Dear Leader prayer. Is this the new America? And what would Jesus say about this? And dear Americans, we all now live in fear. We'll get to that in the third hour of our program. But to start out, is this the new McCarthyism? This is Representative Melanie Stansbury of New Mexico told the House Oversight Committee she was confused. This is the understatement of the year award, right? By Vice President J.D. Vance's bill to dismantle diversity, equity, and inclusion protections. Now, keep in mind, the DEI programs are designed to get high-quality, well-qualified people into positions of power who might, by virtue of their race or gender or religion, generally be blocked from them. But she wants to know, you know, why does the Trump administration, why are they so committed to taking apart efforts to improve the quality of the federal workforce, or at least they say that they're taking this apart because they say it will not improve the quality of the American workforce, bizarrely. And then they put forward people like Pete Hegseth and Bob Kennedy and Matt Gaetz. I mean, people have, Tulsi Gabbard, people are scratching their heads. She said, if this is really about making sure that we have qualified individuals inside the federal government, she asked, why is the president-elect choosing absolutely unqualified cabinet secretaries to be the head of every single agency? Well, this is the question that I thought I answered yesterday. And, I think that we need to really look at the bigger picture here. Republicans have been campaigning for better part of a century now on ending government, on destroying the American government, on tearing down the American government. When FDR came into office in 1932, there were a few federal agencies, but basically the federal government was weak and small. And FDR created a federal government that would be strong and would be helpful to the average American. Now, keep in mind, when FDR came into office, only 15% of us were in the middle class. You don't get to have a middle class that's half of America unless, you know, very clearly, very explicitly, you have government that is willing to intervene in the marketplace on behalf of middle class people. As long as the government is hands off, you're going to end up with oligarchy. You're going to end up with, you know, the rich people running the show and the average person screwed and our middle class collapsing down to 15% like it was in 1933. Which, of course, is exactly what Donald Trump and his billionaire buddies want. I mean, keep in mind, back in 1980, when David Koch ran for vice president of the United States on the Libertarian ticket, he ran on a platform of not just ending the education department, but ending public schools. Now, you've got multiple Republican states now that are in the process of ending public schools with, you know, statewide voucher programs. David Koch ran on a platform of ending the Environmental Protection Agency. Ramaswamy and Musk, I predict, will take a meat axe to the EPA, just like, you know, Trump hired an oil executive last time around to run the EPA, and he did the same thing. I mean, and those are just two of dozens of agencies that basically protect us or protect our environment or protect the, you know, the world in general, or even world peace, that Republicans want to get rid of. Why? Because billionaires don't want to pay their damn taxes, and government agencies cost money. The New Mexico Democrat, this is Melanie Stansbury, noted that this bill would amend, this Republican bill, legislation basically to do away with DEI, would amend the Civil Rights Act and the Federal Code. She said, this is similar to what Joe McCarthy was doing in the 1950s, the so-called Red Scare. You know, Joe McCarthy got us all cranked up about, you know, there's over 200 communists in the State Department, and I have the list right here in my jacket pocket on these pieces of paper. He's waving blank paper, right? But I'm not going to show them to you. I'm just going to talk about them, right? So she says, welcome to the new House Committee on Un-American Affairs and the new McCarthyism. We have arrived here today with this bill. The bill, by the way, has the support of the Heritage Foundation. Stansbury says, we've now got a worldwide wrestling executive who's going to run education. By the way, our proposed education secretary, Linda McMahon, apparently once claimed she had a degree in education when, in fact, her qualification was that she had once filled in as a substitute teacher, according to news reports. Stansbury says, we've got a Fox News commentator who's going to run the military for us. She said, this is modern McCarthyism. They're preparing for a purge. Yes, they are. That is true. And Pete Hegseth, you know, what's going on with Pete Hegseth? His accuser now is the city's attorney in Monterey, California, this morning, or last night, apparently, released a 22-page report in response to a public records request. This is about the October 8th, 2017 alleged rape of this California woman by Pete Hegseth. This is from CNN's report, quote, a conference attendee told police, this is the conference where the alleged rape happened, told police that Hegseth had touched her knee and invited her to come to his hotel room. She said that she declined the invitation and gained the attention of another woman who she described as a crotch blocker. In other words, this woman was going to help keep Hegseth off her, hoping that this other woman's, quote, presence would deter Hegseth's attempts to have sex with her. That attendee, though, that other woman, the crotch blocker, she left the bar and said that her friend, the woman who alleges that she was raped, did not appear intoxicated. Another attendee told police that also this woman did not appear to be heavily intoxicated, but she later, the accuser, the woman who is claiming rape, later told police that she felt that she may have been drugged. She told officers she believed Hegseth was acting inappropriately, this is from CNN, with the other woman during the conference, and texted someone that he was giving off a creeper vibe.
She later told a hospital nurse that she was not sure but believes that something may have been slipped into her drink, as she cannot remember most of the night's events. The nurse passed that along to the police. She told officers that Hegseth took her phone from her hands. I'm reading from the CNN report here. Then she said she tried to leave the room, but Hegseth blocked the door with his body. She said she remembered saying no a lot, but did not remember much else. She told the nurse she believed he had sexually assaulted her. She went to a hospital and reported a sexual assault on October 12th, where she underwent a rape kit exam and gave the clothes she was wearing on the night of the alleged assault to police. A nurse at the hospital first reported the alleged assault to authorities. Now, common sense would suggest that women don't, or anybody, don't do this. They don't go to the hospital and ask, this is a married woman, and ask for a rape kit unless, you know, there's something going on that, you know, they're willing to involve police. And now it turns out Hegseth apparently has paid this woman off and had her sign a non-disclosure agreement. Reporters tracked her down. She burst into tears and said, I have nothing to say. But, you know, is it time for us to say that, you know, if you're an appointee, if you're a Donald Trump appointee and you're male, that, you know, you shouldn't be allowed near schools? I mean, you know, or in bars, or you should be checked for carrying drugs or something like that? You know, this is... Is it that Donald Trump, you know, himself, having been credibly accused by more than 20 women of a sexual assault and having been, you know, found liable in a court of law by a jury of his peers of having raped E. Jean Carroll, is it possible that he just likes the idea of surrounding himself with rapists or sexual assaulters or men who traffic in underage girls and drugs? Does he delight in this? Is that what's going on?
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Look who's here. It's Mike McCabe.
Look at the patterns of history, because it's important to realize that this has been cyclical and that we have seen the loss of sort of a we society and the emergence of a me society. And,
right.
And how could that be better manifested than having a certifiable narcissist in the White House? We've gone through these periods before. Light has been found at the end of the tunnel.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us. It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health, but you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson, senior advisor at the Lincoln Project.
We as individuals need to be far better in terms of getting the tools we need to have the conversations. You're never going to shame someone out of their political beliefs.
Yes.
You're never going to get them with talking points.
You nailed it. And I think that that's what some of our friends on the left don't get. And I think it's destructive and it's not beneficial.
The Todd Alba Show.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, you know, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's body, and high amounts can even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even the so-called healthy and so-called organic dog foods are often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend, and it's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and I have never in my life seen any dog, I've owned dogs since I was a little kid, ever seen a dog go so crazy for food as our dogs Blue and Chewy go for this stuff. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. drmartypets.com/Tom.
When hope was running thin, a leader rose with courage to bring the light back in. He spoke a change in progress for the working class to thrive, a new deal for the people to keep our dreams alive. Oh, the new deal revolution, built a better day, a safety net for everyone to chase the blues away. From the farms to the factories, a brighter future came. Let's honor that tradition.
Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. So the House panel, the House ethics investigators probing Matt Gaetz, found, this is from closed-door testimony that has been leaked, essentially, that he paid more than $10,000 to two women who actually testified before the committee to this, 27 PayPal and Venmo payments totaling 10 grand. Some of the payments were explicitly for sex. Meanwhile, the House Ethics Committee and Mike Johnson agree, we're not going to let anybody see this report. No siree, Bob. And he was paying for sex with underage girls. You know, there used to be this whole joke about, finding underage girls or dead boys or whatever, or boys or dead, I forget the joke, but, you know, would be the end of a politician's career. Apparently not. I mean, you know, Matt Gaetz just got reelected down in Florida. By the way, if he doesn't get this job, will he take the appointment? Will he get sworn in on January 3rd and continue to be a Florida congressman? I don't know. We'll find out. Representative Steve Cohen of Tennessee, he's a Democrat, introduced a resolution that would force the House Ethics Committee to at least preserve its records
into Gates. Sean Casten, the Democratic representative from Illinois, said he wants the House committee, he wants the full House to require a release of the report. These were both motions that were filed under what's called under privilege yesterday, meaning that the House has to vote on them within 48 hours. So those votes could happen either today or if the House adjourns today for Thanksgiving on December 3rd when they come back. Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee have also requested that the files related to the FBI's investigation of Gates being included in the confirmation hearing. I keep saying I don't expect there will be confirmation hearings. I think Trump is going to get around that, or he's going to replace these nominees. We'll see. Lindsey Graham says that the process to confirm Gates has become a lynch mob. And Senator Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma, he's the guy who publicly talked about how Gates was showing movies to members, you know, on his phone, or videos on his phone of him having sex with these young girls. He said, I just don't see a path forward at this point. Chuck Grassley, the Republican from Iowa, who's the incoming chair of the Judiciary Committee, says he wants access to the House Committee Ethics Report, House Ethics Committee report. And Josh Hawley says the hearing is an opportunity for him under oath in front of everybody to walk through it. John Cornyn says he's a smart guy. I'm sure he realizes that. And but Kevin Cramer, the Republican from North Dakota, senator who traveled with Trump on his plane on Tuesday, said that Trump, you know, said that he supports Gates and makes it clear that he thinks he'll be confirmed. Yeah, because, as I said, same thing with Bob Kennedy, although, well, yeah, he's going to require confirmation, too. This is a piece by Aaron Mansfield over at USA Today. It starts out, the only person Eliza Cooney told what happened was her mom. Then Robert F. Kennedy Jr. ran for president. Cooney knew she had to speak. Kennedy, a man closer to her father's age, groped her when she worked as a live-in nanny for his family. She was 23. She was fresh out of college in 1999, and she was working for his environmental law clinic during the week, and on weekends was the family's babysitter. And she tells the whole story of how he basically cornered her in a... first, he appeared in her bedroom doorway. She moved into the house on the weekends, asking her to rub lotion on him. Later, he cornered her in a kitchen pantry, started groping her and blocking her exit from this small room. Now, of course, these are allegations. Kennedy denies them. We'll see where all this goes. Meanwhile, Donald Trump does not want reporters who have, or whistleblowers, to be protected under the law. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's 27 minutes past the hour. Back with your calls and the news of the day right after this. Stay with us. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline online right now, we guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Matt Gaetz will not be the next Attorney General of the United States. The former Florida congressman withdrew his nomination.
We're learning from sources now that during some transition meetings, Donald Trump privately acknowledged that it seemed like there was not going to be a path forward for Matt Gaetz. Several Senate Republicans have said before that they were not going to support Matt Gaetz. So it became clear that Matt Gaetz, if he went through the Senate confirmation process, just wasn't going to get the necessary votes needed.
ABC's Selena Wang, the president-elect quickly nominated former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi as U.S. Attorney General. Declaring the Trenton, New Jersey police have demonstrated a pattern of misconduct, the Justice Department is making more than two dozen recommendations for remedial action. At least 42 people killed in northwest Pakistan when gunmen opened fire on vehicles carrying minority Shia Muslims. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If the Academy Awards have any meaning at all, they will nominate Denis Villeneuve for Best Director for Dune 2. Those are the words of actor Josh Brolin, who seems serious, adding he might quit acting altogether if his friend is not nominated for Best Director. Yeah, me too. The first Dune received 10 Oscar nominations in 2022, but not for Best Director, which obviously does not sit well with the No Country for Old Men actor. Thespians do tend to be a bit dramatic, but I hope Brolin doesn't quit acting. He's pretty good at it. Those of you who are shower indifferent, love camping in mud, and would like a shot at a serious injury might be interested to know that headliners for 2025's Coachella have been announced. Lady Gaga, Green Day, Post Malone, and Travis Scott will perform, and there will be an appearance by Yo Gabba Gabba. Can't hardly wait to not attend. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Glicked's weekend is here, and Wicked and Gladiator have high hopes for a box office splash. Wicked is expected to be the box office winner, with Universal Studios hoping for a $100 to $110 million opener. Paramount is hoping Gladiator 2 pulls in about $65 million, which would be a healthy start for a film that cost $250 million to make. Even those healthy estimates would have this twosome fall short of Barbenheimer's opening weekend, which pulled in $235 million a year and a half ago. Actress Rosemarie DeWitt recently appeared on the Drew Barrymore show and said her husband, Ron Livingston, was so despised for his role as Jack Berger on Sex and the City that he couldn't even walk in New York City without rabid fans yelling and screaming at him. Ironically, when Livingston wanders through an office, he gets constant reminders about his TPS reports. Guy can't catch a break. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Rain coming to an end here in the overnight, but our clouds will stay put. Lows in the upper 30s and northwest winds still up around 25 at 30 miles per hour. Clouds around for your Friday, highs in the mid-40s, northwest winds 5 to 15. It's 42 at our studios.
Have you heard? Compass is coming to Madison. What's that? Only the number one real estate brokerage in the country, with cutting-edge marketing and global reach. Only one thing can make it better: the Aaron Weber Group. Well, it just got better. Still the same Aaron Weber Group, the guys you already know and trust, only now, True North partners with Compass. With the Aaron Weber Group, you always had a guide. Now with Compass, you'll never miss a turn. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movetomadison.com.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most, in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here from the recombobulation area, also Civic Media's political editor, and as always, we'll wrap it up with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Shielded by power and scorn, when will we try to learn? When will Americans learn? Where have all the scandals gone? Covered by loyalists, everyone. Where have all the scandals gone? Buried deep and left to burn. When will we try to learn? When will Americans learn? Where have all the voices gone? Silenced by power, everyone. Where have all the voices gone? Drowned in chaos and concern. When will we try to learn? When will Americans learn? Gone to power, gone to greed.
35 minutes past the hour. President-elect Donald Trump called on his party to kill the press freedom bill. He, in all caps, he says on his Nazi-infested failing social media site, Republicans must kill this bill. Right. The CEO of the Committee to Protect Journalists, Jody Ginsburg, writes, journalist information, journalist sources under this legislation can't be subpoenaed. Information from whistleblowers can't be subpoenaed. It's really important that we have federal shield laws to protect journalists at the federal level. We know that Trump is interested in going after whistleblowers, and it's absolutely essential that they are protected. The law is called the Protect, P-R-E-S-S, right? Protect Reporters from Exploitative State Spying Act. And Donald Trump, of course, refers to the media as the enemy of the people and fake news. You know, unless it's right-wing billionaire-owned media. And at a 2020 rally in Texas, he says that, you know, he wants to send reporters who, quote, unnamed sources or whistleblowers to prison. He said, when this person realizes he's going to be the bride of another prisoner shortly, he'll say, I'd very much like to tell you exactly who that was who blew the whistle on Donald Trump. Yeah. Yeah. This is sick. This is as bad as it gets. So what's on your mind today? Sean in Stamford, Connecticut. Hey, Sean, what's up?
Well, I wanted to bring your attention, Tom, to a political podcast from Friday. It was Political Tech, and they had an interview with a CEO named Aaron Levy, who was sort of Harris. But in his interview, he pointed out how the Democrats should move forward. He said, one, we're going to have to be more centrist, and two, we'll have to kiss up to Elon Musk because Elon Musk has done all these great things over the years, and he knows more than anybody else.
Yeah. Amazing. I don't think that Democrats are going to go along with this, Sean. By the way, Matt Gaetz just announced that he's withdrawing his nomination for attorney general.
That's good.
Yeah, well, yes and no. You know, he would have been a weakened attorney general. I guarantee you Trump is going to get somebody just as bad, maybe worse. He's going to get somebody who will go after Trump's enemies. That's what he wants. He wants somebody who's willing to break the law and break the Department of Justice. Bill Barr did that before. Bill Barr broke the law for George Herbert Walker Bush as well, or at least bent it substantially. You know, pardoning all the people involved with Iran-Contra the weekend of Christmas back in 1992 to get Bush Sr. off the hook. So, you know, the question is now, you know, who's Trump going to put in to replace Gaetz? I guarantee you it'll be ugly. It'll probably be uglier than Gaetz, but we'll see. Sean,
no
thanks
doubt.
For the call. Yeah, thanks for the call. Floyd in Savannah, Georgia. Hey, Floyd, what's on your mind today?
My mind is I wonder if we can recall these people just like I believe that didn't they have a recall on a governor or a senator some years ago? I wonder if we can do that.
It depends on the state. Some states have constitutional provisions that allow for votes to recall officials. Other states have provisions that allow, most states have provisions that allow their legislatures to impeach individuals, and some states don't. And at the federal level, there is no recall provision written into the Constitution or federal law, to the best of my knowledge.
Oh, wow. I wish there had been a first so we could have a big recall and start over again.
It would be probably a good idea, but, you know, starting January 20th, but sadly, it ain't going to happen. Floyd, thanks for the call. Ben, in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Ben, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, good afternoon. So maybe you've answered this and I've missed it. It's a little bit kind of a late question, but I always enjoy your insight. How much for people who voted for Trump, not based on policy or anything, do you think there was a certain percentage that voted because they were afraid of how his base would react if he lost, kind of like a January 6th situation? Because everyone knows how violent they probably would have gotten and how crazy they would have gotten if he didn't win.
I doubt it. What I found interesting was the statistic that I heard on television yesterday, and this is from memory, so you should, you know, double check me with a good search engine. But my recollection is that 17% of late deciders, in other words, low information voters, people who are not paying mm-hmm. attention to politics, people who aren't even, you know, really all that into social media, they're going to work every day, they're listening to music on the radio. You know, they're hanging out with their kids and going to the soccer game or whatever, that those people who at the last minute decided, well, hell, I guess I should vote, 17% of them swung toward Trump, or there was a 17% majority that swung toward Trump. And what that tells me is that the billionaire's advertising campaign of, you know, just drenching the swing states in particular, but the rest of the nation as well, with these anti-Kamala ads suggesting that the only thing that she cared about was trans people, and Donald Trump is standing up for you, don't you know, that those ads were very, very successful and that the billionaires succeeded in buying the election. That's what it tells me. Go ahead.
Yeah, and also just wanted to say it's going to be a long 4 years, but Democrats and just decent people in general, we can't just roll over and let them do whatever they want, because they will.
Yeah.
So we got to try to fight every chance we get.
I'm with you. Ben, thank you very much. Very well said. Lynn in Sheryl's Ford, North Carolina. Hey, Lynn, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I would love to see a day to where Democrats didn't criticize Republicans and Republicans didn't do the same for Democrats. I mean, there's got to be too bad America just can't be happy.
Yeah.
We live in a very good country and land of the free, and our free speech can get us in trouble sometimes.
I get what you're saying, Lynn, but, you know, back in the 1960s, well, really in the 1930s, the right-wing billionaires declared war on the New Deal, and they never stopped. This is what you're seeing right now is a 90-year-long effort to take down this new form of government that Franklin Roosevelt gave us, that raised us from 15% of being in the middle class to 65% of us being in the middle class. Right now it's in the 40s. And, you know, they will not stop until they don't have to pay any taxes at all going forward, because there won't be any government left.
Well, what I would like to say, Tom, is it's several things that really bother me. And I'm very adaptable to all of the TV stations and news stations, different opinions. What I would like to say is I don't understand how someone that can scream rape 40 years ago come back 40 years later with no evidence or anything, and then they could find you guilty. If it could happen to one person, it could happen to you. It could happen to any man. You know, I just don't think that's right. For the record,
well, there is a statute of limitations on this. That's why Trump was not charged criminally with rape. It's why E. Jean Carroll sued him for defamation. She didn't sue him for rape. She sued him for claiming that she was a liar. And the jury right. believed her. So, you know, that's there. Like I said, there is a statute of limitations. And, you know, I get it. If, right. if you think that, you know, Trump
and
was.
Then you get, and then you have, you know, women can be just as devious as men, too. So we both know this. But
yeah,
then you have Stormy Daniels and all this nasty stuff going on. So, you know,
yeah.
just because somebody cries wolf doesn't necessarily mean there's a wolf there, you know.
Yeah, but Trump paid her $135,000 to keep her mouth shut. Come on, Lynn.
Pardon me?
He paid her $135,000 to keep her mouth shut. Are you trying to tell me that there's nothing there?
Well, you know what? If I was very rich and somebody was after my money like Michael Jackson back in the day, yeah, sure, these Hollywood elites have the money.
Well, you know, Michael Jackson apparently was, you know, not doing the right thing here with all those little boys. So, but that's a whole other thing. Anyhow, Lynn, thank you for the call. Carolyn in Tacoma, Washington. Hey, Carolyn, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I just have a comment to make on this last election.
Mm.
And I'm hugely disappointed in the American people.
Yeah.
One thing Trump knows is there's a sucker born every minute, and this election proved it.
Yep.
I cannot believe these people fell for that line of malarkey, but they did.
Yep.
And it's a sad, sad comment on our whole state of affairs, I think. Everybody complains about rich people telling them what to do, and what do? They go in and elect.
Yeah.
I give up.
Yeah, well, you know, elect a billionaire, supported by billionaires, funded by billionaires, promoted by billionaires,
yeah.
on media yeah. owned by billionaires, and, oh, yeah, we're for the little guy. Really?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah, sure. And I got yeah. a fridge I can sell
there you. Go. There you go. Carolyn, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. It's 46 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back. Stick around.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Stuart J. Waddles. I've been into like pistachios. Now they sell them shelled. That's probably my favorite movie snack for when I'm at home.
Are you getting paid by Big Nut? I don't know of anybody that has pistachios during a movie.
Listen, I would love to be paid by Big Nut. I could yeah. do cough drops during movies if people would pay
yeah,
me.
Yeah, let's redirect here because this could go bad.
Yeah, this guy, I think it already is.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
And we are here with Matt Randolph, Mr. Global. Donald Trump now will be coming in for a second term. There has been talk of removing sanctions from Russia. What would that mean, Matt, for the oil and gas industry?
So it depends on what Russia does, but we've seen nothing to suggest that they want to have anything to do with lowering oil prices.
And so the prices are essentially going to stay the same?
In all likelihood, yes.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. The Dom Salvia Show.
State Senator-elect Jody Habish-Sinikin. What's the best way, do you think, it is to approach a difference in not just opinion, but in what we perceive as facts with those that may not be aware or don't agree with it?
First, having a conversation. Try to get an understanding of what is really bothering them and try to offer solutions at the state level or at the local level where there can be progress.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from...
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Hey, let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You're still hurt. And you're stressed out. If that's the case, clean out your cabinet and reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I did. It's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers. Just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did to CB Distillery. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust, and I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use the code Tom, T-H-O-M, for 20% off everything on the site. That's cbdistillery.com, and that code to get 20% off is Tom, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com, code Tom.
A con call, their grand design. But now they've left that dream behind. They've gone silent, nothing to say. No more talk of changing ways. But pay attention, watch their hand. They're shifting power, taking a stand. It's a silent coup, a quiet game. Rewriting laws without the flame. Behind the ropes and shadows deep, they're changing the rules while we're asleep.
It's 53 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Susie in Vaught, Washington. Hey, Susie. Thanks for listening to KBCS. Hi. What's on your mind today?
Hi, thank you. I wanted to just make a couple of bullet points about the cast and crew that number 47 just hired.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, the number 47 is an 8-year-old boy. And if all of us don't figure that out, then everybody's lost. But
a very unhappy 8-year-old boy.
Oh, my God. But anyhow, he's buying. This is the sickest part. He's buying friendship. And if that isn't the saddest statement on this man, I'm not afraid of bullies. I've had bullies all my life, and I've never let them run over me. And I am going to fight this to my dying breath, this ludicrous America that we've got sucked into. Also, none of these people want to work that he's hired. They just want to get paychecks. There isn't one of them that's going to walk into that office. Oh, and we should not give any of them the honor of titling them, such as defense this or secretary of that. They're none of those things. They're none of those things. They didn't earn those titles.
Yeah.
And they're not going to want to work. And so it's going to be a scramble vision. I already told my friends and family I'm investing in popcorn stock because I'm just going to sit back. We are going to get screwed for 4 years. We know this without a doubt. And it's all because he didn't get his way. He is going to F you, America, because we don't love him. Boo-hoo. Yep. When I was in fourth grade, an ugly redheaded sixth grader pushed me around on the playground, and I'll never forget, I got up and I popped him and bloodied his nose, and my dad was some big muckety-muck in the school system. No, it was great. My dad was a big muckety-muck in the school system back then, and he happened to be visiting the school that I did this, that I was at. And I was in the principal's office, and so was the kid that I popped. His name was Philip. And my dad was in the principal's office with the principal and the bloody nose kid and me. And my dad looked at me and he said, "Did you do this to Philip?" And I said, "Yes, I did." And he patted me on the back and he said, "Good girl." And walked out. Yeah, I know. So, and the other, and my last point, because I could babble on forever, is did you realize, and I hope everybody realizes this, that the human species, Homo sapiens sapiens, is the only species on this planet that has created this mess.
Yeah.
End of story.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Susie.
And stay fighting, people. Get mad. I am so angry. I want to go mano a mano with that redheaded, ugly thing, and I want to punch your nose.
I get it. I get it. I would not want to cross you, Susie. Susie, thanks for the call. Yeah, thanks for the inspiration. Dick in Marion, Illinois. Hey, Dick, what's up?
Well, I'm concerned about a thing called the Monroe Doctrine. And apparently...
America's control over the Western Hemisphere, is that what you're talking about?
No, I'm not talking about the control necessarily over the Western Hemisphere. I'm worried about that also as an element of self-control.
Well, that was the Monroe Doctrine, was that, you know, anything that happens in the Western Hemisphere, we have first say over.
Well, Riddell, that's true. But it also is a principle of guidance with regard to how we act and react to the rest of the world and what the world thinks. As you saw what happened in terms of the International Criminal Justice Court.
Which just indicted Netanyahu for war crimes.
Yes, not only Netanyahu, but Hamas, and in the process, Putin is also joined to that great position.
Yep.
And I'm sometimes thinking that maybe the rest of the world is getting in its human rights further ahead of the rest of what's happening in our country.
Well, it could be, Dick. We are not members of the International Criminal Court. Neither is Israel, so neither of us are recognizing these arrest warrants. But, you know, your point is well taken. Thanks for the call. We'll be back with Phil Itner, live from someplace near Ukraine, right after this. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildups in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are, and high amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures, so it's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula. It's called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't have to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, and tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Blue and Chewy devour this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results.
A voice for medicine. Real news and great conversation. 92.7 WMDX. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome independent filmmaker Cole Sheldon. And it is a bar band Friday night, so that means our friend Terry Barr will drop by with new music and really fun chat. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts. So we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.